Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you improve your spoken English by first improving your understanding. And we do that by giving you interesting topics to listen to, help with your English grammar and vocabulary in a twice weekly podcast. I'm just listening carefully as I record this podcast, as I think there might be another thunderstorm about to start, but we'll see. One of the effects of the lockdown in the UK has been on A-level students and their exams. So-called A-levels or advanced levels are what 18-year-olds take at the end of school or sixth form college. A-levels work differently to the International Baccalaureate or IB, but they're at the same level of study. They're important exams. And when you put together a CV or resume, you're still going to include your A-level results for the rest of your life. Sixth form colleges are called this because of an old structure for naming the school years aged 11 upwards when children go to secondary school. This was the naming structure when I was at school. So sixth form reflects the fact that the year when you start secondary school at 11 was called first year or form one. So by the time you get to the years when you're 16 to 18, that's sixth form. So some schools have a sixth form and sometimes they don't. So the children go to sixth form college instead. So students doing A-level, whether at school or sixth form college, had their lessons suspended from March this year, and were quickly told that they would not be sitting exams in the summer. How were the exam results, which are needed for those wanting to go on to university or further education, how were they to be arrived at? Well, that's been a mysterious process. So this week, the A-level results have been published. And next week, it's the turn of the GCSE results. So those are the exams taken by 16-year-olds. There's been a lot of discussion and a lot of hard work and anxiety on the part of teachers about how to arrive at fair grades for A-levels. Most students take what are called mock exams early in the year, which are seen as a fair indication of what their final exam results will be. Mock, M-O-C-K, in this context, means pretend or trial run exams. It's a practice. A-level grades are A star for the best students, then A, B, C, D and E in descending order of achievement. So A is good, E is not, though it still counts as an A-level. Before I go further, just a reminder that if you really like our podcasts, do go to our website and look at our offering on podcast bundles. You can access the latest 75 podcasts for free on the website. But if you'd like even more material to listen to, even more help improving your English, then there are 250 more podcasts to go for. And you can download them for a small fee. You can choose to download them in groups of 50, or you can opt to buy the mega bundle or 250 podcasts all at the same time. That's 35 hours of quality English lessons. What more could you want? Anyway, back to the A-level results in the UK. So what teachers were asked to do in the absence of exams was to rank the students. The verb to rank, R-A-N-K, means to put in order, according to merit. This is very difficult in a large sixth form college, where there may be a couple of hundred students taking the same subject, and they may be taught by different teachers. How do you say reliably, this student is better than that one? This is the rank order, when there are over 100. Once students have been ranked, then grades have been arrived at by using the same percentage for each grade as in previous years. So a certain percent will get an A star, and a certain percentage will get A grade and B, etc. This gets around the problem that otherwise teacher estimated grades are much higher. In a normal year, the students will sort themselves into rank order. There's a Harry Potter type sorting hat amongst 17 and 18 year olds taking A levels. Some of them will get down to study and do the work necessary to achieve a good grade, and some won't. Some will be out partying instead of doing their college work. Some students will drop out, and some students will do much better than expected. So normally there's a spread of grades, the full range of grades, simply because 16 to 18 year olds vary in how well they study. So usually you can see some relationship, some correlation between the effort made by the student and the grade they achieve. But of course, none of this has happened this year. Instead, it's guesswork, prediction, who would have done what. So teachers were asked to rank hundreds of students on merit, and where you are in the rankings determines your grade. Some students have benefited from this system, many have not. So the results were out this week, and there were some very unhappy people because there seemed to have been some extremely unpredictable results. My daughter, for example, has been given grades 2 grades lower than the teacher's grades and also 2 grades lower than she achieved in her mock exams back in February. Bear in mind that the mock exams are proper exams, and students usually do less well in mocks than they do 4 months later in the real exams. My daughter would have worked really hard studying for her A-levels and would have bettered those grades. So to be given a set of results 2 grades below what she did in her mock, with hardly any work, is unfair and quite devastating. None of us are happy. There's already been a government U-turn in the last few days over exam results in Scotland, but they've said that they won't do the same U-turn for English students. It may be that the mock results will count instead, but we don't know whether this is true or not. So instead of this being a day of joy and celebration for my daughter, we don't even know what grades to tell people she's got. It just seems bizarre and random, and motivated by the need to smooth results statistically rather than to do with merit. Many people are in the same boat, as we say, in the same situation. 36% of students are down by a grade on what was predicted, but only 3% are down 2 grades, like my daughter. Needless to say, we will be appealing. The verb to appeal means to challenge, to contest a result. I'm just waiting to be told what to do next to get it in motion. Let us know, how has this been handled in your country? What about the results for exams which couldn't be taken because of the lockdown? Has anyone got a fair system for this? Did you get the grade that you expected in your A-levels or the equivalent or your degree? Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.